Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with event organizer Bob Cook about the Stewart Revitalization Group's second annual Downtown Historical Walk happening at 5:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Stewart Depot. Following a very successful debut last year, an event is returning to downtown Stewart with a historical bent to it, the Stewart Historical Walk. What is different about this year as compared to last year, what you have planned?
Sam, I'm glad to be able to come on and talk about this. The Stewart Revitalization Group is trying to have a lot of activity to create just some drive to use downtown, bring people together. This is one of the smaller ones. We had the deal that Russ Wagner championed, the barbecue event that was a big success. This is a smaller thing, but we had a great crowd last year, and we walked the downtown. And so this will be October 19th, starting at 5:30 this year, the second historic walk. And the theme is going to be 1960 Stewart downtown. We'll be walking through the entire downtown. We're going to meet 1960s business owners being portrayed by citizens, and they all either know the person they're characterizing or they've had a script provided to them that I've written. I would like everybody to know it'll be a fun, entertaining, lighthearted time. We'll be going through, we'll be meeting about seven different sets of characters. And I'll be, my name is Bob Cook, I'll be portraying Dr. George Gammadinger as the tour guide through this. Dr. Gammadinger was a 50-year dentist in the community, and also earlier in his life, an extraordinary community leader. A lot of people don't realize that. And I'll be telling his story at the end of this as well. And we have some family members portraying their relatives. I'm excited about that. We'll start the depot. We'll leave the depot at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 19th. We'll walk straight down Fremont Street to the corner of the movie theater, and we'll talk a little bit about what was east of there. Because on this tour, we'll meet some people, but as we pass buildings, I will be given a little bit of information. It'll be a chance for people to reminisce about what was in that particular building during the 1960s. And that was my childhood, so I know the places that sold pop and candy and comic books anyway. Our first stop, we'll stop and see Jim and Ruby Waltz, the long-term owners of Waltz Inn. Jim passed away. Ruby had the business until 2003. It's now called Ruby's Pub. And we have her daughter, Sandy, portraying Ruby, coming out of Des Moines. And we have the most talented Stewart native I know, Jim Rarrett, is going to play Jim Waltz. And actually do a recitation of a poem that he has memorized and adapted to Waltz Inn. Then we go on and we'll meet Johnny and Goldie Gomez, long-term owners and operators of Johnny's Tap. And their daughter and son will portray them, Audrey and Rick Gomez. That's exciting. We'll move on down west, down to North 2nd Street. We'll meet Stick and Pearl Fessler. Then we'll walk some south on Division Street and across the street and back north and just remember the business people that were there. And we'll walk along where the First National Bank, the bank Bonnie and Clyde robbed, and we'll go through that area clear to the Gaines Street, talking about what was there. The old pool hall will draw many memories. I, as a youth, spent quite a bit of time there and as a young man. And then we'll cross the street and we'll come back the other way. And we'll meet one of the strongest business owners I ever knew in my lifetime and a personal friend, Betty Schwarzkopf. And she'll be being portrayed by my sister-in-law, 40-year teacher Lori Bryan. And they're both under 5 foot or so, and that's a perfect physical match. And Betty has quite a story we'll hear about. Then we'll move on to where the Stewart Appliance is, the Sloss is run today. And we'll meet the past owners, Ed and Sadie Delaney. And we believe that one of the Sloss couples is going to portray them, which is real fitting. Then we'll just go on down through the other historic areas. The Dollar General store is built where there were four major brick buildings. And we'll talk a little bit about what was in each one of those. And one of those important businesses was Wright Pharmacy. The Wright Pharmacy name still lives on in Stewart out on the newer location on South 7th. And we have Terry Glass, who was the daughter of Doris and Russ Wright, going to portray her mother and tell us that story of the Wright family. And then we move on down to the Johnson Funeral Home area, and we'll meet Bill and Mid Ryan. Mid had a clothing store. Bill was a star athlete growing up here, and then came back and was a loved coach and teacher here, and was the coach that took our 1940 girls basketball team to state tournament. So that's exciting. And we have Myrna Hawley, who lives right south of town, is going to portray Mid. And a good friend of mine, Stuart native Jim Disney, is coming all the way from Springfield, Illinois, to portray Bill Ryan. That's quite a commitment for him to come back. His mother's Joyce Hick that lives here in town. And then after they're done, I'll tell a little bit of the story of Dr. George Gammendinger, and we'll walk back to the depot and enjoy chili soup, another soup, some snacks, beverages, maybe a few sweet treats, and hopefully everybody will enjoy the evening. And it's just for fun. And if people love it, we'll figure out another one for next year.
So there's no pop quiz at the end of it.
There's what?
No pop quiz at the end of it. We're not being graded.
Absolutely not. But we'll certainly entertain people's thoughts on what we should do next year. Who did we miss? I have one thought. Growing up in a small town, you meet characters. Characters you would never meet if you grew up in the suburbs. And so next year, we may put together a night to meet the characters, memorable characters of Stuart, Iowa. So I think there's a lot we can do. But I'd ask people to come on out Saturday evening, October 19th. We start at the Stuart Depot. We'll end there. It will be a lively, fun, lighthearted night. I did get an amplifier lined up, portable amplifier, so we'll have better sound for this year with two microphones so that the tour guide can speak, as well as the person that's portraying one of our business people from the past. It will be a time to get together with your fellow citizens. And one of the things I always enjoy about every event that happens in Stuart, I get to see and visit with old friends or people that I may not see ordinarily. And in a world where people are busy with work or centered in their home, it's always a good time to get out and meet others that you might not see. So we welcome anybody to come along and enjoy the evening.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with event organizer Bob Cook about the Stuart Revitalization Group's second annual Downtown Historical Walk happening at 5:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Stuart Depot. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.